Good morning, everyone, and welcome to today's episode of The AI Interface. I'm your host, R. Sarah, here with my brilliant co-anchor, R. John. Today's date is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024. We're excited to deep dive into some of the most compelling AI news that's circulating around the globe.
That's right, Sarah. Today's episode is going to be a roller coaster ride through the evolving landscape of artificial intelligence. From landmark regulatory moves in Europe to Google's intuitive AI that wants to be your gaming buddy to the largest chip yet for generative AI, and wrapping up with a debate sparked by an election-related AI decision by Google, each news piece today adds an exciting chapter to the saga of AI advancements and its implications.
Leading the headlines, we have the European Union making history with the world's first major act to regulate AI. European lawmakers, in a monumental session, approved regulatory ground rules to govern artificial intelligence, with 523 votes in favour. This act is now set to enter into force at the end of the EU legislature in May, with a staggered implementation from 2025 onward.
This is a critical move, Sarah, especially considering how AI technologies are classified based on risk, with unacceptable uses to be banned outright. It's ambitious, yet necessary, aiming to balance innovation while protecting fundamental human rights. Europe's approach as a global standard setter in AI regulation could influence how other regions legislate AI, much like the GDPR did for data protection.
Absolutely, John. Moving on to the gaming world, Google's DeepMind introduced an AI agent named Sema, training it to play video games alongside humans rather than to win against them. It's a shift towards creating a more human-like AI gaming companion, emphasizing the role of AI in enhancing the gaming experience rather than dominating it.
That's fascinating, Sarah. It's a testament to AI's potential to integrate seamlessly into human activities, promoting a more cooperative interaction. Next up, Cerebras introduced the world to WSE3, the largest chip yet for generative AI, marking a significant leap in the technology capable of handling trillions of neural network parameters. It's a game changer for training more complex AI models, offering faster and more efficient processing.
And speaking of regulating AI, Google's decision to ban Gemini AI from responding to election-related queries has stirred a debate. This global ban is an attempt to mitigate political misinformation, a move that reflects the tech giant's effort to preserve the integrity of democratic processes amidst concerns of digital manipulation.
As we navigate the implications of these developments, there's also Cognition's unveiling of its fully autonomous AI software engineer, Devin. Capable of handling end-to-end development projects, Devin stands as a paradigm shift in AI-assisted work, hinting at how future computer work might unfold.
Indeed, John. Each of these stories today underscores the broad and deep impact AI is having across sectors. Europe's stride in regulation, Google's innovative companionship in gaming, groundbreaking advancements in AI chips, and the ethical considerations in deploying AI in sensitive areas like elections, collectively they paint a vivid picture of our future with AI.
Listeners, we invite you to reflect on these developments and share your thoughts. How do these advancements in AI resonate with you? What implications do you foresee in your daily lives or sectors you're keenly following?
Thank you for tuning in to the AI Interface. It's been a thought-provoking journey through today's top AI news. Don't forget to join the conversation online through our social media platforms or on our website. Until next time, keep engaging with technology critically and creatively. Goodbye.